Hello?
Do you think, Zane, that was as good a game as you played this year, at least, as an offensive line?
Yeah, I would say it ranks right up there with the top. I think it was a complete game for us, run game and pass game. And, you know, we focus on getting better every single week, and I think we definitely did that this week.
Zane, can you describe the feeling that you had when I know you're talking about that last third down conversion and then all you had to do was take the knee?
It's a huge deal for us, especially, you know, that's something that we focused on all year going back to the playoff game last year. You know, that was a situation that we didn't end up doing what we wanted to do in that situation. So being able to do that in this game and finish with the ball in our hands was a huge win for us.
Dan, at what point do you feel that this offensive line really started to gel and come together?
I think it's been a work in progress all season. You know, I think, like I said, just every single week we've worked to get better and better than the week before. And you know, there was probably some games in there that we didn't take as big a step forward as we may have wanted to from week to week. But, you know, it's just been an ongoing process throughout the whole season.
When you say maybe you didn't take those steps, was it communication?
You know, it just really just depends game to game. You know, there's so many different factors to a game, and every single game is different, you know, from our standpoint, from the opponent's standpoint. And for whatever reason, you know, sometimes you don't play as well the week better than the week you did before. So, you know, there's no telling what the exact reason is, but it happens.
Zane, what's Luis Vasquez meant to your offensive play?
I think he's done a great job for us, you know, going into the season not knowing kind of with the injury situation what was going to happen, and having Luis come in and step into that position and be as good as he has this year. I mean, he's had a phenomenal season, and, you know, I think he's a huge reason why we've been able to be successful up front.
Did Peyton say anything to you guys on the 3rd and 17? Like, I mean, obviously, you know, he needs extra time. Get the receivers out.
No, you know, he didn't say anything extra. You know, we know the situation we're in, and we kind of put ourselves in a hole in that situation, which wasn't how we wanted to start that drive off. But, you know, we knew that was a big down and that we needed that conversion. And once we got that conversion, we knew, you know, we knew we were going to finish with the ball there.
When you guys were on that,
the throw off, I mean, the pocket was collapsing.
I knew that we got the throw off when we completed the pass and got the first down. You know, I'll tell you that much. It's hard to know in those situations when the ball is thrown. But we got the first down. That's all that matters.
Zane, it was a remarkable similar situation you found yourself in yesterday compared to a year ago. I don't know if you even realized that time. But, well, first of all, did you realize what was going on? And maybe a different mindset, what a difference a year making, what a difference that Baltimore game did make last year?
Yeah, I mean, it was very similar situation that we were in last year. And like I said, you know, that's something that up front we've thought about all year long. You know, if we're in that situation again, we're not going to let what happened last year. We're going to finish with the ball in our hands. And I definitely think that had a played a role in it this year, this time around, that, you know, we had that mindset that we weren't going to let that happen again. There's way too many drives to say that. You know, there in any one ball game, there's two or three plays that make the difference in the ball game. And, you know, it took a lot of work to get up to this point. So I can't say that was the most important drive, but it definitely was a big one for us.
Coach Fox returned to you guys. I'm sure some of you guys were looking for signs that he was kind of going to be the same guy. What were maybe a couple particular things you noticed that you're able to say, all right, he's back now?
Just his energy and his overall persona. You know, he's a great guy to have around in the locker room. And, you know, the day he got back, he was, I mean, even before that, you know, we talked to him on the phone and kind of Skyped with him a little bit as a team, and just his energy and the way that he was talking. And you could tell that, you know, he was the same old guy. And you know, I even think he's come back stronger and better than he was before. It's been great. I mean, it's been a focus of ours all year. We knew we may not get the number of carries that we have in the past or that other teams get. So, you know, looking at it from a total yard standpoint, I don't think is the way to look at it. But, our focus was to run the ball efficiently and, you know, try to get 4 yards a clip and be efficient in the run game. And that's something that we've focused on all year, and we've gotten better and better. And as the season's gone on here, the last part of the season, I think we've done a good job of that.
Has Noshon gotten you guys anything for getting over 1,000 yards?
No, he has not. Yeah, I'm still waiting to see if that is going to occur. So, you know, if you want to give him a little, get in his ear a little bit, I'd be happy with that.
How much does this line enjoy the anonymity factor that you guys have continued for the previous generation of Broncos offensive
linemen? I think that's just kind of any O-lineman. I mean, I think we're all cut out of the same mold, and we're not in it for the glory. You know, if you're an offensive lineman and you're in it for the glory and the press and all that kind of stuff, you're in the wrong position, and you're not going to be happy. So, really, you know, we enjoy each other. We all work well together. We hang out together outside of football. We, you know, it's enjoyable to come in and be with those guys day in and day out. And I think that definitely helps us on the field. And, you know, that's really the reason why we play and why we go out there every week.
Previous game against San Diego, you had only 18 yards rushing. Was that a reminder to you guys up front during the week, Magazoo?
We never really talked about the stats from the previous game. Again, we just talked about, you know, improving over the previous few weeks, and we knew we needed to be physical. We knew we needed to protect the passer. You know, with the weather the way it was, the wind whipping around out there, we knew that we were going to have to run the ball and be balanced was the big thing. And so that was the focus. It was overall. You know, it wasn't specifically on any stats from previous games.
Guys. Okay, thank you, Zane.
Yep.